Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Jasper. And I do apologize about the previous episode. I forgot to turn off my fan, and that's why there was a lot of background noise. So I do apologize about that. My bad. But I hope you guys do love me. But anyway, that's life. It is what it is. So I thought I'd redo this episode about the fairies. And of course, my experience with the fairies. Not only as a medium, but sometimes we run across these mythical creatures. And, it's quite amazing when you run into these mythical creatures, because only, I believe, gifted people, as myself, might be able to have more of a chance to see these mythical creatures, the fairies or elves or leprechauns, if you will, more so than the average person, right? So I'm not necessarily what you believe, but what we are gifted with. And it does help to have that belief, believe me. So I'm gonna talk about the types of fairies and their powers, of course, in my experience. Now I have quite strange experiences with these mythical creatures, the fairies. And they're also called a fae, F-A-E. Now I've learned about the fae. The fae not only can grant wishes, much like the leprechaun, right? They grant wishes and they're caught. Now the fae are quite different. The fae, I believe, are creatures of light. And they're visible, they're creatures of light, like streaks of light, or orbs, rather. You know, I've had a glimpse of these quite amazing creatures throughout my life, and I can really see them in the limelight when I'm, especially when I'm outside. I can really see the sparkles, like, what the heck? Wait, do you guys see that? Wait, do you guys see that? No. So I love my supernatural powers. So they also have supernatural powers. And so the fae, not only, as I've learned, grant wishes, if they're connected to some sort of object, like, let's say you have a special rock, a labradorite. I think they like labradorite rocks. Do more research with that one. So, if you have a labradorite rock, crystals, the fairies are attracted to certain crystals. They're attracted to, especially rose quartz crystals. I always wear my rose quartz crystals for that very purpose. Maybe that's why I can see these things. Who knows? But yeah, a little tip there. If you have a pouch or a bracelet, even of a rose quartz bracelet, I'm meaning to get me one, but I love wearing my rose quartz crystal that my friend wrapped, wrapped in jewelry. And I put it on a black, chain. And then I wear it all the time. And I believe the more you wear it, it resonates with your energy, and therefore your supernatural powers might be enhanced, right? So, what are types of fairies besides the fae? Now, I'm going to go into more about the fae, because I have my running with the fae more so as the fairies, but I also have my running with the fairies. Not that I've seen the fairies like I did fae, but I've had my weird experiences with the fairies. Okay, now, fairies. No, let me go back to the fae. I'm sorry, I meant to say fae. The fae not only can grant wishes, but the fae also can help you travel in dreams. Maybe that's why I can dream walk. The dream walk is where you travel through other people's dreams, right? And astral realm. And interdimensions, travel, and so forth. Maybe I'll get into that in the next episode. That'd be cool. 3 months. Fairies not only make the best bedtime stories, but we all like to believe in those fantasy creatures, right? Something like Peter Pan or Tinkerbell. Darting about on their wings, working their wands, and casting their spells. Through this mystery article, I found out about the different types of fairies and their unusual powers. So the types of fairies, like I said, make the best bedtime stories. Like, in the 1812 edition of the Brothers Grimm, Snow White, the evil queen is Snow White's, you know, evil queen. Okay, I'm reading my own notes here. The face lays, you are huddled beside a fireplace, watching the crispy wood burn by and just as the rock and chair move. You know your promise a fantasy world is going to be fulfilled, and a soothing voice starts with "Once upon a time." Sorry, I don't have a soothing voice. The entrancing stories about magical creatures continues to intrigue the mind and take dreamers to wonderful realms of fantasy. Ever wondered where this came from? The concept of fairy exists in every country of the world. Be it nymphs and dryads, I always say that wrong, sorry. Something like that, but it's a three term mythology. Leprechauns are from Ireland, as to elves and pixies. You guys might be familiar with the pixie if you're a Harry Potter fan like myself. Sprinkles are from Ireland. England. Yeah, they're from England. The pixies, elf pixies and sprinkles are from England. Ornichichin Tobakama is from Japan. These mystical creatures were by stories and carry the element of mystery and wonder. Some believe the fairies to be the spirits of the dead, while some believe believe them to be the fallen angels. Though the exact provenance of fairies is unknown, the idea is a fairy is very very dear to the English folklore. Since centuries, fairies have been painting the imagination of children and adults alike, and their benevolence and already magical powers even. Find out some interesting facts about these magical creatures. Alright. Now, the first type of fairy is called Asrai, A-S-R-A-I. That's the A-S-R-A-I, yeah. The Asrai is an aquatic fairy similar to mermaid and something. The Asrai is believed to reside in deep water and grows only by the light of the moon. Practically, the beautiful and the shy sea is known to surface once in a century. The Asrai is afraid of daylight, and if hot or exposed to sunlight, she instantly melts into a pool of water and dies. Just like the Witch of the West, when Dorothy throws the water on her face. Oh, I'm burning. I'm sorry, I just watched that last week. But I love Wizard of Oz. But anyways, kind of like that, it's just. And their power is the Asrai's touch is believed to be very cold. If she ever touches a human skin, it should never feel warm again. And I'll let them touch you. Now the pixies, as I was saying, y'all might be familiar with the pixies because of Harry Potter. The pixies are little fairies with some are wings, pointy ears, and noses. A big head, are pretty big for little fairies. They are incredible fairies, but are also known to be pranksters, who have a reputation of misleading travelers. They love flowers and are known to also assist in household chores. Now, I wish I would have my very own pixie to do my dishes That'll be awesome. Anyway, pixies possess the power of shape-shifting that allows them to change in their appearance into different forms or beings. The pixies can also increase or decrease even in their sizes. Pretty interesting about the pixies, so. Now the next fairy you must be also familiar with, they're called elves. Not like a Stanley's elf, it's either North Pole, but I had to bring that up because, you know, it's almost Christmas. But, I don't know, it could be like that, but they could also be resembled as the elves are believed to be, half humans of extraordinary beauty who dwell in forests, caves, hills, or rocks, and springs. The elves are typically characterized by their pointy ears, their large expressive eyes, and beautiful features, and if the male, they're very handsome. Now their powers consist of, though the elves are not immortals, they have good longevity, which allows them to live for centuries. The elves are known to also possess a natural defense against the dark powers. So, always good to have elves around to need help, right? For protection. Anyway, next fairy, called a mer people. Yeah, mer people are a learned people who have human experience, a human appearance above the waist and fish-like tail and fins below. The mer people include a popular mermaid or merman, who are the denizens of the murky deep oceans and seas. The mermaids are known also to lure the sailors with their enchanting beauty and lead them to their untimely death. While mermaids are mostly portrayed negatively, there are some mermaids who bring good luck and grant wishes to the sailors when encountered. Oh, sorry, I pulled my notes here kind of fast. And their powers, the mermaid's powers, can actually manipulate the sea, right? So right from freezing and boiling the water even, to creating a storm. Mermaids possess strong powers. I wonder why there's so many shipwrecks. Maybe for maybe the Triangle, though maybe it's because of the mermaids too, so. A lot of mysterious Bermuda Triangle. And some mermaids are even known to foretell the future. Alright. I take my first soda break. So, if you went me this far, let's rock. So, the next fantasy by being familiar in a paranormal term called a banshee. Yes, the banshee is a popular fairy of Irish descent whose eerie wailing portends death. A banshee is a fairy woman who is either seen as a beautiful woman or a hag with unkempt robe, who laments to warn a household of death of its members. Now, the banshee's power is popularly known as a death messenger. She's often believed to possess foreknowledge of death, like premonitions of death. I always have premonitions of death myself, so I kind of had that ability, so. Yep, so the next fairy you might be familiar with is the leprechauns. The leprechauns are known to live in Ireland and are often garbed in red or green clothing. Maybe as little fairies, the leprechauns like to live solitary lives and are shoemakers by profession. The leprechauns' powers are magical creatures that grant three wishes in turn for their freedom when caught by a human. I wonder how we would catch a leprechaun, that'd be cool. Last but not least, brownies. Brownies are benevolent, not like the kind that you eat, right? With Brownie's order, the benevolent fairy who helped the sick and old people, Brownie gets his name for his brown face and hair. Brownie had not been visible to ordinary people, but had only been seen by those who possessed sight, as I mentioned earlier, or the third eye. The Brownies often offer their household services in exchange of honey, bread, and food. And the Brownies also possess the power of shape-shifting, using which they can transform themselves into different forms. That doesn't really say what kind of forms, it just says different forms. And they mostly like to turn themselves, oh here it is, into farm or domestic animals. That's all they say about that. And finally, legends and tales of fairies are found in almost every culture of the world. So while the world continues to debate, over their existence, these mythical creatures continue to fascinate millions of children and adults like myself every night through stories and books and even films. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode about types of fairies and their spirit and my experience with fairies and their powers. And yeah, I even wrote about some of these experiences in my, I believe it's my first book, Dark Pathway. It was you own my books on Amazon's site, Kindle or paperback versions. Why not promote myself, right? And my latest book is called Silent Memories, and it's like a memoir, if you will, of my husband passed away a heart failure recently. And so yeah, I think it was in my first book about my experiences with the fairies and the fays. I didn't really write much about the fays. So I didn't really come into limelight with the fays until we moved out here. We moved out here in Southern California. I was born and raised here in California, I mean to say. But we moved to another area where I won't mention, but we're way out of the country. So I have more of a chance to more encounters with fairy UFOs, and I've captured UFOs even on film out here. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode about the fairies. And I think I shared my experiences already. It's not under part 2. But anyway, you can always find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and my email. I'll provide my email, which is nicole.gaspar8@gmail.com. It's pretty easy. And I'm pretty interested about your story. If you have any runnings or experiences with a fairy or a phage, a leprechaun, elves, you know, I always find it quite intriguing. I know there should be from all around the world, and I like to know where you're all listening from. And you'll have a great and safe holiday. And until the next episode, this is Nicole Gaspar out.